You are tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Do you know how much I love you? This much. That's right, this much. As much as I love the music I play on my radio show to share with you. As much as I love the ideas I'm introduced to every time I tune into CJSF. As much as the panoramic view from Burnaby Mountain where we broadcast our signal from. That's a lot of love. From me to you.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here, and you are listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. It's been a couple weeks since we've had a new episode here of Oh No Radio. I was in Southeast Asia for the last couple weeks. I touched down a week ago, and it's taken me about that long just to recover from the jet lag. It was about a 30-hour trip back with layovers and all that fun stuff. My report is that Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia is a very cool city. Chiang Mai in Thailand is a very cool city. Snorkeling is a lot of fun. Jellyfish are not a lot of fun. They kind of suck. My airport review is YVR is boring. The Korean airport in Seoul is amazing, and the Seattle airport kind of sucks. It's really expensive and boring, and it's a big downer to come home to Seattle first before landing in Vancouver. Anyways, that's enough of me trashing Seattle and talking about my trip. I'm back. I got a full hour of music for you on today's show. But before we get to that, I just want to thank everybody for listening to Ono Radio and choosing CJSF. It's Listener Appreciation Week here at CJSF 90.1 FM. And we want to thank you all for being a part of campus radio. And you're being a part of it just by listening and choosing to listen to us opposed to some of the more maybe mainstreamy radio stations. And because of you, our amazing listeners, we are able to keep this platform alive for local underrepresented artists and voices. I know specifically for the Vancouver music scene, it's really important to have this station and the other great campus stations in the area as a resource for musicians. So, I just really want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for listening to CJSF. Radio is a big, big part of my life, and it's been part of my journey as an artist, a musician, an educator, an academic, an activist. And I just think it's an amazing platform that I'm really glad we still have around and that I am able to take part of. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to the radio. Anyways, let's get to today's episode of Oh No Radio here. First off, of course, we got some brand new Devourers from you. The track is 10 Things I Crave About You, and it is from Devourers' upcoming album, Homecoming Week. It's only 1 week away from today. It's coming out May 9th, and Devourers is going to be playing at the Verboten Music Festival on May 14th at Green Auto. And a couple days after that, are going to be doing a album release at the Biltmore Cabaret. So if you want to catch Devourers live, which I highly recommend doing, you can check them out there. We're going to have some of the links to that on our Instagram page and stories at Instagram. Radio. I don't know why I added the Instagram part, because that's kind of inherent to what I was saying. Anyways, check us out on Instagram. Radio. We got some funny pictures, and sometimes we post about what we play, and we will definitely have that Devourers information for you. It's really important, Devourers information. Coveted, some might say. And after that, I'm going to be playing some Twin Rains because, well, it's kind of rainy. Well, on and off. And I like it. This is like my favorite time of year. The flowers are 10 out of 10. It gets kind of dark later, but it's also dark earlier. And it's these really long twilights with really rich colors. And it's just really, really nice. I really like this time of year. So walk out. Experience some flowers, It'll be good for you. Anyways, the song by Twin Reigns is Strawberry Moon, and it's from their latest album, Unreal City. But up next, Devours.
Thank you.
Hey folks, Joey KS here, and you're listening to an all-new edition of Oh No Radio on CJSF at 90.1 on that FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's show, we're doing a full hour of music for you. We kick things off with the brand new Devourers track, 10 Things I Crave About You, and that's from their upcoming album, Homecoming Queen, which is coming out next Tuesday, May 9th, and you got two opportunities coming up to catch Devourers live. The first is going to be at May 13th at Green Auto as part of the Verboten Music Festival. And if you can't make it to that one, Devourers is doing another show May 18th at the Biltmore Cabaret. That's going to be an album release party. It features Non Law and Grimm as support acts. So it's going to be a good time. And it's a Devourers album release party. So, yeah. Maybe go to that. And following that was the latest track by Twin Reigns. It was Strawberry Moon from the album Unreal City. We're going to get back into the music here. Up next, we got some San from their latest album, Arc Maps. The track is Amber Sky, and this one's featuring Amanda Sum. And following that is a jam that I put out with my project JPEG 2000. That's done with my friend Seth Egler over on the island. And the track is Next Vibe, and that's from the Winter Vacation Next Vibe Split Double A-Side.
Once white eyes. game. I'll play your game. I always wanted to be seen, but not this much.
This is Bird Note. A bottle, some sugar water, and something red. From Alaska to Patagonia, the familiar components of a hummingbird feeder. Most of us think of this as a fairly recent preoccupation, dating to around the same time as the first airplane. But its true lineage is much older. Late in the 17th century, the Attorney General of colonial New England, Benjamin Bullivant, described a device he had created to feed ruby-throated hummingbirds. It was a small glass covered with paper on top, with holes just large enough to fit the bird's bill. Bullivant fed his visitors on a recipe heavy in honey. Others at the time concocted hummingbird brews from such unhealthy ingredients as dry white wine, cracker crumbs, and molasses. In those early days, only in the tropical colonies was cane sugar abundant and cheap enough to give to the birds. There, we're told, a popular party trick was for a young lady of the islands to hold a sugar cube between puckered lips, drawing the jewel-like birds to hover before her face and feed. We have a recipe for a healthy hummingbird brew on our website, birdnote.org. Check it out. I'm Mary McCann.
Hey folks, Joey Cass here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on that FM dial, broadcasting to you over the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First People. We got a full hour of music for you on today's show. The last two tracks we listened to were Amber Sky featuring Amanda Sum, and that one's by San from their latest album, Arc Maps. And the last track you listened to is JPEG 2000's Next Vibe, a brand new one that just came out from that amazing synth duo. Up next, we got some Ringfinger for you. It is the Joey Chaos remix, hey, that might be me, of the song Chamber of Roses. That's a collab that we just put out recently, and kind of to get ready for the Verboten Music Festival, which is a big dark wave, post-punk, dark music festival happening here in Vancouver from May 12th to 14th. It's got a stacked lineup, so just check it out. If you Google Verboten, that's with a B, not a T. It is a Verboten festival. Just Google that. You'll be able to find all of the artists playing it, but it's great. It's got Devourers playing. It's got Ringfinger playing. Drab Majesty's the headliner. We got some Leathers playing that event. They're coming on later on today's show as well. It's going to be a good time. Anyways, after that, Ringfinger track we got coming up for you. We got a brand new one from Debbie Friday. The song is called What a Man. And I know I ragged on the Seattle airport earlier because I didn't think it was that great. It did have a Sub Pop Records store, which I guess was interesting. I still don't know if I think that part was neat either, but I did get a pen for my friend there. But the Debbie Friday album, Good Luck, was there on vinyl. So that was pretty cool to see that in person at the Sub Pop store. So Seattle Airport, I guess you're okay-ish in some respects. Anyways, let's get to some music.